You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class for this midweek Wednesday here at KGYM. Great to have you with us. Scott Unash with you in the studio. Mark Dukes to join me coming up in just a couple of moments. Ben on the other side of the glass. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way today. We will talk golf. Brian Haas will join us coming up in just a little bit, our resident Caddy Smack pro. And we will take your questions for Brian at 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well. That is our text line throughout the program, throughout local programming here today at 319-366-1600. Gym Class is presented each and every day by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out at dupaco.com. That's their online website. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to dupaco.com. And wrap up day two of Big Ten Media Day today. Of course, I was Kirk Ferentz, talked yesterday. You heard that at the top of the hour. Interesting that 24 hours after, more than 24 hours after Kirk had that statement. Now it's getting a little traction from ESPN. I would imagine they're probably talking about Kirk being that guy yelling at people to stay out of his yard. But yeah, that's the way it goes anyway. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program as we take you through this Wednesday edition of the show. And like I said, we'll talk some golf coming up in just a little bit, but plenty to talk about, including big news for the Iowa State men's basketball team. We'll also have giveaway for you coming up. More Bearded Athlete trivia coming your way today with your chance to win tickets to see ZZ Top along with Hart's Ann Wilson, their special guest on Tuesday, August 16th at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines at the ZZ Top Raw Whiskey Tour. And that goes hand in hand with their brand new album that ZZ Top has put out there. Mark joins me here on this midweek Wednesday from the back porch. How you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. Kind of an uneventful day in my mind at the second day of Big Ten football media days, but probably interesting to those who heard from the remaining seven coaches who didn't speak yesterday. But nevertheless, that's just about in the books for another year, and we move toward fall camp.
Yeah, everything fall today. Of course, you know, we talked about it yesterday. The first big sign of the football season is the fact that you get Big Ten Media Day or Big 12 Media Day or just Media Days in general. The other one comes tonight, Mark. It is our annual get-together, our Bowling Night in America meeting, summer meeting, tonight.
Well, good luck to you.
I don't think there's any luck needed for this.
Involved in that, we'll set the dates to start. We know when they're starting.
Oh, we know. It'll be the 7th.
Just after the Labor Day holiday, and we'll see how many teams we have and whatnot, and you guys will be on the alleys before we know it.
Yeah, we will. So that's the first sure sign, second sure sign that fall is just around the corner. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets to see ZZ Top with Ann Wilson coming up here in just a little bit. Let's start with Big Ten Media Days. As you mentioned, probably the biggest thing to come out of there today is a piece written by Dennis Dodd on CBS Sports. Of course, yesterday, Kevin Warren did not beat around the bush as far as his expansion talk for the Big Ten. Certainly looking to keep this thing going as far as adding new teams and West Coast teams at that. And Dennis Dodd coming out today reporting that the Big Ten is at least looking, thinking, whatever you want to put in there, about four more Pac-12 teams. That would be Oregon, Washington, Stanford, and Cal possibly joining. Now, you don't have to be a real genius to come up with, if that does happen, if that comes to fruition, Mark, you put those four together with USC and UCLA. So, you know, that's six. You need four more teams to form a Western Division. Who's going to be out West, Mark? Whose travel budget's going to go up a whole lot more, possibly in the next 10 years, in the next decade or so? Well, that'd be Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and whoever you want to pick between Wisconsin, Illinois, and Northwestern, right?
Yeah, we're getting a ways down the road here because Kevin Warren actually said that he was not actively seeking new members, which was our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Kevin Warren says the Big Ten is not actively seeking out new members. Do you believe him? Yes or no? Thanks to Steve Anderson and his crew at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. A couple thoughts about this in my mind. I trust Dennis Dodd. I like his reporting. I don't know if I believe Kevin Warren, because just yesterday he said the process of getting USC and UCLA into the league was a process started a year or two ago. So you got to believe he's thinking ahead right now. Number two, is this posturing to possibly get Notre Dame off the schneid, put some pressure on the Irish to make a move if they so choose? I've got to believe Notre Dame is still the biggest plum in this pudding right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, said they weren't actively seeking, but would listen if approached. I'm reading between the lines too much, I guess. But, hey, it's not over yet. It's going to continue. Expansion is here to stay. Rearranging the deck chairs, however you want to put it, I think it is here to stay. And I fully expect the Big Ten to be expanding again sometime very, very soon out there. What do you think? 319-366-1600 here in the Gym Class program on KGYM as we take you through a Wednesday edition of the show. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class will be coming up here in just a little bit. We can also get you an Emil Sideway scoreboard. We'll do that coming up in just a moment or two. Big news last night, Iowa State men's basketball picking up their, at least star-wise, their biggest commitment in the modern era, Omaha Bilyeu, the often-traveled forward who has been in Iowa, has been in other places, and will play at least 1 year of his college basketball for T.J. Otzelberger and Iowa State. A big get. This guy is a physical specimen. He's a very, very good defender, which, of course, is right up Iowa State's alley. Is he a prolific scorer? No, but he can score. No doubt about that. Played on some very, very, a very, very good Waukee team with Mr. DeVries and Mr. Sanford, and helped get them to the state tournament. Iowa State right now with the number three recruiting class, according to some of those people, the rating services in the country. That's pretty heady stuff for T.J. Otzelberger.
Well, it is. Before adding Bilyeu, Otzelberger retained the services of a top 35 prospect out of Wisconsin and a four-star shooting guard out of Georgia. Those three alone will constitute a terrific recruiting class. Now, is Bilyeu one and done? I don't know. He's in your high school. He'll play with Peyton Sanford's brother, Price, who's visiting Iowa this weekend, by the way, a big target of the Hawkeyes. at that being at Waukee Northwest, I believe, Scott.
Correct. And
as far as this kid goes, the high school transfer portal is open and has been for 4 years.
Yeah, there's a chance he could play. There's talk he's going to play for his fourth school in 4 years coming up. He did have a Waukee background last night, which is where he has played. So I'm not sure exactly where the destination is this year, but it's a good get. There's no doubt about that. And TJ Otzelberger is showing that he can recruit, along with his staff, of course, with anybody in the country. And that's going to be one whale of a class coming up soon for Iowa State. And, of course, they got one of the top point guards in the Midwest, and Taman Lipsey, coming in this year to be the point guard as far as Iowa State football is concerned. So when Tyrese Hunter left, a lot of people were down as far as Iowa State basketball is concerned. They aren't down anymore.
No, the prospects look good, at least for 2023. And maybe for this coming year. But Otzelberger is proving he's a heck of a recruiter. I mean, Bielu was kind of in his backyard, although we played at an academy in Missouri last year. But I'm sure Coach has been aware of him for quite some time.
Yeah, very much so. 319-366-1600, Iowa State fans, how excited are you? Excitement galore last night on social media as far as the Cyclone men's basketball program is concerned. And that was a big one to get last night, certainly, as far as Iowa State and TJ Otzelberger is concerned. Speaking of the text line, 3422 says the Big Ten needs to cover all time zones. Maybe they're trying to do that. Well, they got it all right now. No mountain time zone, though, right? We need to get a mountain time zone for the Big Ten. You know, what's Utah, Boise State, and somebody like that doing right now?
It's spanning four time zones. There's no schools headed for the Big Ten out of the mountain time zone right now, but obviously you have to travel through there to get to the West Coast and vice versa, coming to the Central and Eastern time zones. And, yeah, that was maybe a little tongue-in-cheek, but maybe not so far off either.
May not be so far off. We'll see what Kevin Warren's got up his sleeve and others out there. We're going to get you an opportunity to pick up those tickets to see ZZ Top and Ann Wilson here in just a little bit. All kinds of giveaways this week with local programming. Of course, Spencer on Sports at 2 o'clock has your chance to win John Kristen Friends tickets. That from 2 to 3 each day. And then Todd and Alex have your chance to win with One Night of Queen. Gary Mullen and the Works at the Wild Rose Casino in Clinton. They will be there on Saturday, August the 6th. Your chance to win coming up between 4 and 6 later on today. We'll give you a chance to win our prize here in just a little bit. But, Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by the good folks at Emil's Hideaway. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com. They're located at First Avenue Southeast, crossing the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, behind Taco John's.
A lot of activity on the Major League scoreboard right now. One final in the books. Philadelphia has defeated Atlanta 7-2. Top of the ninth, San Diego leading Detroit 3-2. The Angels leading Kansas City 4-0, middle of the seventh. It's Rowdy Tellez Day in Milwaukee. He is leading Milwaukee to a 10-3 lead over the Twins in the bottom of the fifth. Already 2 home runs, 6 RBI. Oh, that bullpen. At any rate, middle of the fourth, Colorado leading your White Sox 3-2. The Dodgers on top of Washington 6-0 in the fourth. Oakland leading Houston 2-0 in the third. In the third, Arizona on top of San Francisco, 1-0. PGA Tour resumes tomorrow with the Rocket Mortgage Challenge in Detroit. Zach Johnson will be among a threesome, teeing off at 6:51 Central Time. And finally in golf, the two latest names that appear headed for the LIV Tour, Charles Howell III also known as a career ATM on the PGA Tour, and Bubba Watson,
who will anticipate very much Fred Ridley's decision, along with the rest of the folks at the Masters, to see if he can get in next April. Am I wrong about that?
The LIV Tour has announced that it is expanding in 2023 to 14 events and a total purse of $405 million.
Wow. Whew. That, whew. Wow. There you go. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Gym Class program, 6429. Letting us know Omaha is supposed to go to Waukee this year, so he would be playing against Sanford. Yes, because Sanford is at Waukee Northwest.
My apologies. I thought it was Northwest.
Well, we still got time yet. The year at the prep school in Branson raised his profile as that team had 4- and 5-star recruits up and down the lineup. Very, very much so. He has always played with big-time people. Even a couple years ago at Waukee, played with Peyton Sanford and Tucker DeVries as well on that particular team. They are both Division I players. Cyclone Tim rubbing it into the Hawk fans a little bit. Anything that causes Hawkeye tears, I am for. But he does say LOL, so there you go.
Cyclone Tim, remember Xavier Foster? How'd that work out?
Not as good.
I don't wish any ill will.
No, I hope it. I hope it all works out great.
That did happen, though.
That it did. That it did. We're going to get to Brian Haas. We're going to talk golf. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way here in just a little bit. But before we do that, going to give you an opportunity to pick up tickets to see ZZ Top and Ann Wilson at the Iowa State Fair Tuesday night, August the 16th. Chance to win all this week with trivia. Bearded Athlete Trivia, Mark. And we've had fun with this all week. Going to have fun with it again today, although today's is kind of a layup. I'm going to admit that. This is kind of a layup today. So we'll start with caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you have the correct answer, and the first person that does, starting with caller number 6, we'll get those tickets to the State Fair in Des Moines. All right, today's trivia question is this. This 10-time All-Star was the 2018 NBA MVP and also made the 75th anniversary team of the NBA. What bearded athlete are we talking about? 10-time All-Star, 2018 league MVP, and a member of the 75th anniversary NBA team. 319-366-1600. We'll start with caller number 6. We'll take a break, come back, and on the other side, we will talk with Brian Haas, talk golf. Your questions welcome at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you have a question about your game, as Brian joins us in just a little bit.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. With more sunshine out there this afternoon, temperatures will be climbing into the low 80s. We are going to have a bit of humidity around as well. Later tonight, another cold front arrives, and we are going to have the chance for showers and thunderstorms scattered about, mainly after 11 p.m. Storms will wind down early Thursday morning. Drier, cooler air moves in. We'll have more sunshine tomorrow afternoon, and we'll have temperatures in the upper 70s with lower humidity. That's your latest Iowa News Now weather first forecast.
Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton presents One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the Works. It's One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the Works, Saturday, August 6th at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton. Tickets are on sale at the Iowa store or wildroseresorts.com.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Create your dream backyard this summer with 11% off at Menards. Now is a great time to build your outdoor projects with the Midwest's largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. It offers the best protection against the elements for all your outdoor projects. AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking is 11% off now at Menards. Good through July 31st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Save big money
at Menards. Mike here with Brown Shoe Fit Company in Marion.
The summer clearance sale is on now at Brown Shoe Fit. Come in and save on men's sandals, athletic shoes, and casual shoes. Brown Shoe Fit carries top brands including Keen, Echo, Clarks, Hoka, Brooks, and On in sizes up to 15. Save now on the perfect pair for walking the dog, trekking the trail, or heading to work. The in-store professionals will make sure you find the right fit.
Brown Shoe Fit on Twixtown Road in Collins Square. Honestly, it's like having your own shoe store.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. Job Funnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once and we post it to all the big job sites. Job Funnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on Job Funnel to get started. Breathe. Job Funnel's on it.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
And we've got a winner to congratulate in our giveaway. ZZ Top tickets to see those folks along with Ann Wilson, their special guest, on the 16th of August. Tony from Hiawatha came up with the correct answer. This one, Mark, was a layup today. See what I did right there? I gave you a little hint, right? Basketball.
I saw what you did. The step back king, James Harden.
May travel every once in a while.
May travel once in a while. Who said we know nothing about the NBA?
10-time All-Star, 2018 MVP, and a member of the 75th anniversary NBA team. Yes, there aren't many more beards that are more glorious, though, than James Harden's, right?
No, if he shaved, I wouldn't recognize him.
No one would. No one would. Arizona State Sun Devil, by the way, had his number 13 retired by Arizona State. Little known trivia for you, Mark.
Probably traveled there too.
319-366-1600. We transition to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class as we talk golf. All things golf today. We get a look back at Zach's Foundation outing on Monday. Look ahead to the FedEx Cup playoffs, which are going to be getting underway in a couple of weeks. And as always, if you have a question for our man, Brian Haas, go ahead and get that to us at 319-366-1600. That is the text line. You can also reach us via the phone line at 319-366-1600. If you want some help with your game, Brian will be sure to do that. By the way, Mark, Cyclone Tim is not happy with you because you brought him down a little bit.
He says I peed in his Cheerios. I'm sorry.
With your Xavier Jim. Foster comment. So
they'll love you, man.
All right. Brian joining us here today. How you doing, Brian?
Doing well, guys. How are you all today?
You sound busy. Where are you at?
I am in the clubhouse at Saddleback.
All right. Tell those folks to, you know, keep it down a little bit. Keep it clean in the background.
That's right. Right. Exactly. I got myself all the way over in the far end of the building, so it should be good.
Hey, Brian, they played the Iowa PGA Professionals Championships in Marshalltown, in which you were a participant. Sean McCarty was exempt to go to the national tournament. Matt Erger and Ben Montgomery from Airport National also qualified. Did you have a representative outing?
Yeah, it was a really good event, and what a hard golf course. You know, they had when the derecho came through, like many golf courses in our area, they had a lot of issues with it and a lot of trees down. And I would say, I hate to call it devastation that happened to them, but you know, the mess that derecho made to their golf course, they did a great job putting it back together and really making it something, I wouldn't say completely different, but very different than what it was before. They kind of took some little old school hints from Augusta and had a lot of areas that they shaved down and really made all one length, and it was really rather beautiful. And the hard part about that is you'd hit balls to almost false fronts on some of these greens, and they would trickle off and go 60 to 80 yards down the fairway. Sometimes your good shots weren't completely rewarded. It was really rather difficult. So definitely a golf course that you need to play a few times before you can get really good at it. And you can see that in the champion of this year was the home course host head professional won the event this year.
Yeah, well, that's a big help as far as golf is concerned. There is no bigger home advantage than in golf.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if it's a golf course that you play week in and week out, you get to know the ins and outs of it a little bit. I completely enjoyed playing it, but I would need another 20 rounds or 30 rounds before I was completely comfortable with that golf course.
Brian, we have a question for you on the text line from 7089. Why would I be catching my chips on the toe?
Most of the time, that's because the players are swinging across the ball a little bit too far, and a lot of times that is just in your setup and alignment. But it can also be in your path, just like the regular golf swing. So my guess is that if they're hitting some chips on the toe, they're probably hitting some shots on the toe as well. And I would check your path and work on getting your path out toward the target instead of the top.
It's all about posture, grip, and alignment, PGA. Everything goes back to that, right?
A lot of times it does. It really does. I had a player out here today as we were working on her swing. She came over from Illinois, and once we got her in a little better posture, we could definitely release the club to the target a lot easier.
319-366-1600. If you have a question for Brian about your game, Brian will help you out with that. And as we talk golf here on the program today, and we had a very unusual incident last Sunday up in Minneapolis on the PGA Tour. You do not see very often. I don't say collapse to anyone or anything like that, but man alive, you felt for, because we've all been there. You felt for Scott Piercy coughing up a five shot lead. And not even finishing runner-up, I mean, finishing, I think, in fourth place, and did that all in a span of just a few holes out there. I mean, just craziness.
Yeah, this game is hard. It is really hard. Not to mention just how difficult it is to hit great shots and do that for four straight rounds. It's hard mentally, too, and can really get in between your ears pretty easily. And when you start playing defensive golf and don't continue to play on the path that he was playing, you know, to get to that point for the final day, you can really lose it and lose it quickly. It's just as important to get the golf swing right and all those pieces that get you there. It's mentally being able to maintain that and continue that strong pattern that you had going into that final game.
8139 on the text line, Brian, another question for you. I bought a new driver this year and was told I hit slightly down on it. I could hit it further if I could hit it up instead. I've tried a few drills but struggle to hit upward on my driver. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, so the hit up on a driver, a lot of that is ball position and body position of a jet. So getting that ball up and inside your left heel if you're a right-handed player, and then getting the ball teed up. I think the minimum position to really be able to turn a couple degrees up at it is to be when the ball is about halfway above your club head. So if you take the marking on the side of the ball that a lot of people use for putting that straight line and put that right on the equator, so right at the halfway point, your ball should be, that line should be at the top of your driving. And then from that position, this is the one club you get to tilt back a little bit to your right and swing upward toward the ball. And it does take a little bit of time to get used to that. The swings aren't different. The difference is the angle that you're going to strike the ball at. So anything that's sitting on the ground, we want to hit down after it's coming to face. And this ball is now sitting up on the tee. And it's the one chance you get to swing up at it instead of down at it. And so you have to have the ability to really understand where our body is at address in order to be able to do that. And the hard part is that once you learn to swing up at it, what you don't want to lose is your ability to swing down at everything else that you have to hit from your wedges, you know, all the way through your three wood. So again, a tilted body, tilt away from the ball a little bit in the upward position and get that ball forward and tune up enough so that you're able to swing up at it.
There you go. Ball position and where you address the ball. Very, very key on that. 3:35 here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I'm going to try to bring Andy from Solon in here. And Andy, if I lose you, you can just drive down to Saddleback and see Brian right there. But to Andy, good afternoon, and thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Mark. And hey, Brian. The reason I called was I was at Saddleback with Brian earlier today. And I told Brian I'd call in. I had my first in a series of lessons that we're gonna have, and we had a great time. Brian's very patient and really helped me improve actually very quickly, even after the first lesson. And wanted to add that the fastest improvement was I'm generally not a very good chipper of the golf ball, and within 5 minutes he had me chipping it to a foot or two many times, and I even chipped one in. So thanks again, Brian, and told you I'd call in with a testimonial.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. So there you go. Andy was there.
Andy gave me a call and said, I'm a longtime listener, and I wasn't thinking about our radio show at the time, and I'm like, what are you listening to? He was listening to us. And it was funny at the time my brain just wasn't on that, functioning right. And so it was fun to hear. He really did know all our episodes. And it was a lot of fun getting to know him today.
Hey, Brian, we've all benefited from your lessons, I believe. Scott, myself, Andy. But the thing is, when we leave your session, sometimes we forget what your message was. My problem was my head was moving a little bit, and you gave me a drill, and my path wasn't quite right. But you can take notes and take them to the course, right?
Definitely. I think that's the best thing to do. The majority of my students will follow in the lesson, sit down right there at the lesson tee and pull their phone out and just start writing down everything. My lesson from Illinois today, she came with her grandfather and he was taking notes and really did a great job at summarizing the three things that we worked on today. And I think that's really important. And everybody hears something different and might say the same thing four different ways, and one of them really hits home with you. And those are the little bits and tidbits that you want to write down so that you can remember that feeling and that thought of what you're doing to get better that day. And sometimes that might be as many as three things. I try not to go past that because the game's already hard enough. But really taking good notes like that is really important so that you can continue. And then getting out, you know, shortly after, within a day or two to work on it again and then follow up, shortly after. So with all of my lessons, I also let those students send me videos. So once they're practicing, they're going to have some questions, and I want those questions. So they can have somebody take a video of them from what they found or down the line position, and then I respond to those with their questions so that they can keep moving and keep working on those pieces that help them play better.
There you go. There you go. 319-366-1600. Brian joining us here from Saddleback, as it is Caddy Smack in the gym class. A couple things. First of all, the 98th Iowa Women's Amateur going on here, wrapping up today at the Cedar Rapids Country Club. In fact, it has wrapped up, and Cyclones went 1-2 today, as that was a good finish for Yingting Chu, who was your winner with a score of +3 for three rounds, shot a 76 today. Warda Amira Roth, also an Iowa State player, finished up in second. Hannah Bermel, the terrific player out of Cedar Falls, finished up in fourth position today. But that was great. CRCC is starting to host a lot of events, not only for the IGA, but I know they want to get a lot of USGA events over there here in town.
Yeah, what a great golf course and venue for that. They're updating all the practice facilities, that new practice team that they put in is absolutely amazing. And they're continuing to help the game grow by doing so. You know, they should really be proud of what they're doing for amateur golf and Iowa, for that matter. They're not turning a blind eye that, you know, we need places like Cedar Rapids Country Club to host great events like that so that our young players have a place to grow and get better at the game.
Guy, you buried the lead. Who picked the winner of the Open?
You did.
There you go.
We all did okay, but Mark hit it right on the button with Cameron Smith, man.
Yeah, Cam was he was absolutely amazing, and I don't think his announcement is going to live. I hope we get to watch him play some of the PGA Tours off with Wild Elite for Grace.
Well, you mentioned the Live Tour, and they are coming out today with the news that they are going to expand next year. They're going to have a $405 million tour. That is their prize money for 2023. Two more defections today, Charles Howell III, and then former Masters champion Bubba Watson going over there. They're playing this week, as a matter of fact, the Live Tour is. So it's not going anywhere. And it's going to be, we've talked about this, but it's going to be even more interesting with more people going over there, especially guys kind of long in the tooth later in their career, to see if we are going to have a resolution between the PGA Tour, the tours around the world, the DP World Tour, et cetera, and the Live Tour. And something's got to happen, but there got to be a lot of things that have to be taken care of before they can come together.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're still definitely separated by a lot of really animosity between the two, for that matter. It'll be really interesting to see how it all turns out. And you're right. I think a lot of the players who are long in the tooth, so at least we think about how long my teeth are now. I play long in the tooth. I think it's exciting for them, and I think it'll be something different. Obviously, we're getting paid well to do it. I just don't want to see the PGA Tour get totally devastated by it. However, on the other end, I was watching an episode on the Golf Channel, and they're talking about how it's really affecting the players that were outside the 125, and how they bumped in. They were in the 130 world, and now they're inside the 125. And they're going to be able to move forward with their PGA Tour careers. So I'm excited for the younger players that are hanging on the outside. Even like a Ricky Fowler, who was struggling, he was outside of the 125. And that puts him back inside again, and he'll maintain his PGA Tour card for next year.
Brian Scott mentioned Zach Johnson finished up another edition of his Foundation Classic on Monday at Elmcrest. And not so much about that tournament, which raised over $1 million. But my question to you is, why is golf such a great vehicle to raise money? Our old friend Lou King, very involved in the MANA VIP, and then he got into, consulting. on putting on various charity tournaments? Is it the players, the sponsors? What is it?
Yeah, the PGA Tour is all it's all based off of giving, really. So it's I don't know if they're considered a nonprofit or not. Like, for instance, when we were looking at hosting a Korn Ferry Tour event at the time, was Nationwide Tour, the facilities are the ones really doling out the money to host that event. And the facilities that host these events, like the John Deere or the Principal over in Des Moines at Wakanda, they're the facilities that are paying the money unless they have a spend. And so, for instance, the principal is taking care of all the costs that the host of senior tour event. And for instance, the host a Korn Ferry Tour event, and if you like it on television, it's $1.5 million each cost. And so the facility has to come up with that, or they have to come up with sponsors to host that $1.5 million cost of the event. And then all the money that they raise for the event all goes to charity. And that's how they get there. So it's really the sponsors that, like a Principal or the John Deere that are hosting the event, they're putting up all those dollars to make that all possible. And then bringing in as many other sponsors as possible to create that whole atmosphere and then be able to get some money back to the local area.
Yeah, and boy, the PGA Tour does a tremendous job of doing that. And no other place really per capita as far as the size of their tournament and the amount of giving than our friend Claire Peterson over at the John Deere Classic, of course, stepping down after this year as far as the tournament chairman is concerned. But the JDC did it right with their Birdies for Charity over there.
Yeah, for the Give Foundation, which is a local charity here, Golfers and Veterans Everywhere, they definitely benefited from that. They had a lot of donors that provided money through the Give Foundation to the Birdies for Charity. And then on top of the donor money that went into the Birdies for Charity, they would get, we'll say, a 10% return on that. So if they turned in $300,000, we'll say, they're getting $30,000 back. And so then they just turn their donation of $300,000 into $330,000 with the help of John Deere's producer charity. So they are doing a lot of really great things, and that has been really consistent for a long time. So I'm really happy they're able to do that, and it goes to a lot of local good causes like the Good Foundation.
Very much so. Very much so. Brian Haas joining us. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM as we talk golf with you. If you have a question, go ahead and text it to us at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll let Brian talk about his website where you can find more information at, before we close up shop here today. But coming up on 3:48, we will step aside. We will take a break and come back, talk more golf with you right after this.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel.
Yodel-a-hoo.
But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's racing legend Rusty Wallace for Skechers Footwear with Goodyear Rubber.
When I used to race at over 200 miles per hour, there was only one tire I trusted to keep me safe and connected to the track, Goodyear. So when Skechers put Goodyear Performance Rubber on their footwear, I put the pedal to the metal and raced to Skechers to get a pair. You see, Skechers uses Goodyear Rubber to enhance their footwear's traction, durability, and stability in almost any weather condition on almost any surface. From high-performance sneakers to rugged hiking boots to work footwear and everything in between, Skechers with Goodyear Rubber will give you the grip and long-lasting wear you need to set the pace. Plus, they have Skechers' famous comfort with exclusive fits and features like arch fit, wide fit, stretch fit, including air-cooled memory foam, and more. Look, if Goodyear can handle my race car going over 200 miles per hour, your Skechers with Goodyear can handle whatever you throw at them. Find a pair of Skechers with Goodyear at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Back with you on the Gym Class. A few more minutes talking golf with you and with Brian Haas from Saddleback down in Solon joining us here on the program. If you have a question for Brian about your game, improving your game, go ahead and let us know via the text line at 319-366-1600. We're getting into, of course, the major season is done as far as golf is concerned, men's golf is concerned. One more women's major coming up, and that should be a good one as well. They've had a very, very fine year. Brooke Henderson getting the win in the Evian last week for the ladies. And then, but we're locally getting into a big time season. The various city AMs are getting ready to go. The Cedar Rapids version will be coming up next week, the Iowa City one as well, I believe, is coming up. And, yeah, you got to get your game tuned in right now, right, Brian?
Definitely. And the Iowa Open starts on practice rounds tomorrow and Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the Iowa Open down at Blue Top Ridge. So, yeah, a lot of great events coming up. There'll be a lot of good golf professionals and amateurs on the Iowa Open. And then our local AMs, the City AMs in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, I know quite a few players getting ready for both of those. So it's kind of exciting couple weeks.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Brian, you ever played with a sandbagger?
Yeah. Are you calling Scott a sandbagger?
Well, he had a poor first round at the Crandic, came back and won his flight. 7 shots better.
Yep, 7 shots better. But, you know, it's funny. At the level that Scott plays at, that happens a lot to good players. And they, you know, they just have a struggling round. A good 0 handicap, for instance, can have a terrible day and shoot 79 or 80 or some, you know, high 70s number, and then turn around the next day and shoot par or 1 inch. And that kind of happens at that level of play for those low single digit handicappers. And Scott kind of falls into that category where, you know, a few times a summer he'll shoot par and he'll shoot maybe even under par. But he's going to have a couple of bad days. And, you know, when you're playing an event like that, too, sometimes the first day of the marriage gets the better of you, and then you settle in and play some decent golf.
I would like to offer a reward of a couple $100 to the person that finds a ball on number 10 at Finkbine. That was right down the right side of the fairway. And we never found it.
Yeah. And as I had the same thing happen in our second championship. It wasn't to me, but it was one of the players in that group. And he had a great shot, didn't hit anything. And it was, to us, just right down the middle, and we never found it. And, you know, it happens, and it doesn't happen very often. it's harder for us at our level of play, for yours and mine, is the fact that we don't have spotters. And, you know, when you watch them on tour, they rarely lose a golf ball because there's so many people out there to find a golf ball for them. And so that definitely makes the game harder for you and I.
Yeah.
Brian, one quick question, Scott, if I can.
Yep, go ahead.
Are you a fan of Nomo, and why do we have it?
I am and I'm not. So obviously I'm not when I'm in it. and yes, I am, because the reality is it's more maintenance-free for the golf courses. And it also provides a really good outline. We don't need a million trees to outline a golf course. Nomo can do a great job of that. And you can set some Nomo in places that really you got to hit it pretty sideways to get into there. And what Nomo allows is the superintendent to work on other things on the golf course and not spend so much time knowing areas that very few players really actually go into. Some Nomo areas will be in play a little bit more than others, but most Nomo areas, say that fast a few times, are really not in play and don't affect the majority of play on the golf course.
You want to bet?
Yeah. There's always a couple holes. There's for sure a couple holes that, you know, tend to get more play than others. But when you look at the vast amount of land not being manicured by the superintendent, it really does help the facilities a lot to have those areas.
Make them red stake, though.
A lot of courses do play that way. There's a number of them that we even play for the RPGA section that they red stake those. And, you know, true Nomo is playable. And but it costs a lot of money to put in the chemicals to make sure that there's no weeds in the Nomo.
Yes.
And if you have a heavy weeded Nomo, then you're right. I think that should be played as a lateral and call it a penalty area. You can still go in there and play the ball if you can find it. But if you have the means of spraying and using the chemicals to really keep the weeds out and have true prairie grass, then that usually is wispy and very playable. And we saw a lot of that, like at St. Andrews. You want the wispy, you can find your ball, and it doesn't mean it's going to be a perfect shot, but you can advance it, that sort of thing. So it really just depends on the facility's means, if they're able to do that or not.
Hey, Brian, real quick, give us a website. People want to contact you.
Yeah, thank you. It's lakehousesports.com and or brianhawsgolf.com. They both go to the same site. And I appreciate everything you guys do for me.
We appreciate everything, Brian, and we will talk in a couple weeks just ahead of the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Yeah, that sounds great. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, best of luck to everybody at the Iowa Open as well. Thanks to Brian for joining us here today. And stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. Tomorrow, Adam Rittenberg, senior college football writer for ESPN.com, will join us, and we'll take a look back at Big Ten Media Days and everything that's getting through and getting ready, expansion, et cetera, before the start of fall camps. Mark, we will talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great.
Stay tuned. Todd and Alex next, KGYM.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before